Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how childhood trauma can affect parenting as a dismissive avoidant attachment style individual. So this is a really important concept, and it's that whatever we don't fix or heal or transform within the relationship to ourselves will touch people we care about, touch people we love just by extension. And our own behavioral patterns naturally sort of spill onto others. And this has an extra strong effect when it comes to the relationship we have with children. So the first point here that can show up is sometimes a dismissive avoidant parent will fear making too many compromises of themselves and losing their own autonomy or independence. And so what we'll often see is like a dismissive avoidant being like, oh, now that I have children, what if I can't have enough time alone? What if I can't do these projects or these things that I'm really focused and working on? What if I can't, you know, X, Y, Z? And there can be this fear of compromise and fear of losing their autonomy that actually can create some resistance to really partaking in everything needed to really enrich that child's life. And this is obviously existing along a continuum. It's not always like something super extreme, but it can be there. And it's important to be cognizant of, because a lack of compromise for children, a lack of being like very present with children can actually have a huge impact on their well-being long-term. Number two, fear of losing time to yourself or your own interest, and fear of losing the ability to meet your own needs. And part of this comes from you being the primary source historically of meeting your own needs. And actually part of healing this in advance will be learning to healthily rely on others and express your needs to others and receive your needs being met from others, so that you see that there can be this two-way exchange in all the relationships you have, and it will make you sort of like more open-minded and open-hearted when it comes to nurturing and investing in the relationship with children. Number three is sometimes the emotional unavailability component. So it's really important to work on that, which is when you are around your children, being more present, being more just like able to really see them, validate their feelings, notice what they're feeling. And that actually all starts with really like nurturing the emotions that you have in the relationship to yourself and making those okay as well. Number four is the lack of attunement. And this is like really picking up on different like micro expressions, body language changes, tone of voice changes, anything like that, so that you can tap in and go towards that child and meet their needs when necessary. And the more attunement there is, the less of a fear of abandonment a child tends to have. The two of those things tend to be extremely correlated. And it might seem like such a small thing, but it's actually one of the most impactful things in the first 3 years of a child's life regarding parenting. And the first 3 years of a child's life are actually some of the most important times in general. And you'll see so far out of these four, is it so much of what is needed to become the best parent is actually you healing yourself first, you healing your attachment style, becoming secure, overcome these different blocks and obstacles that exist within your own programming and psyche. And if you want to try for free a course for 7 days, you can try out the Dismissive Avoidant Reprogramming course by clicking the link in the description box below, print off the workbook, have access to all the resources for that course, and really dive in to some of the exercises needed to help you reprogram your attachment style and any of the limitations that might exist, especially when it comes to yourself, and then obviously how that affects your relationships to others. Number five is not making space for emotions to be expressed. Sometimes feeling like emotions are bad or they make you feel uncomfortable and sort of like shirking them or like deflecting them really would be a better word. And again, that's going to be because of the way that you were parented as a dismissive avoidant, and that was what your subconscious comfort zone was in terms of how emotions were treated and tended to. But these are things that we want to change, that like sort of trauma passed down through generations from taking place, and work to create transformation instead. Number six is sometimes irritation or irritability. That's usually because there's unprocessed stuff that you're trying to suppress, and it's basically trying to make its way out and get expressed in some form. So sometimes it can be expressed in minor irritability, or irritation, and number seven, impatience. And all those three things together are important things to dissect, important things to recognize. If you're feeling that way, there's some kind of unmet need that you want to express to others as well and bring to the forefront. And when there's too much irritation and impatience and stuff like that, when a child receives that, even if it's just in teeny tiny forms, it actually feels like a pretty profound rejection to a child because their world is so small. As a child, it's not like you've got like your career and your finances and your circle of friends and your family and your spiritual life. And, you know, it's not like you've got all these things. It's like really just your parents at the beginning. And so little rejections can feel really, really impactful for a child. And it's mindful to be aware that some of that irritation or impatience doesn't accidentally get spilled onto the child themselves. Accidentally giving too much independence to kids when they actually need more of your direction, need you to be more hands-on. And again, that usually comes from like the dismissive avoidant, how they were parented. And then also just assuming from their projections that, oh, freedom is good, independence is good. And it is, but too much of it when a child is going through those really important years where they need to be nurtured can actually be detrimental and have the reverse effect. So hopefully this all makes a lot of sense. Again, you can check out that course for free if you want to do some work on reprogramming your attachment style as a dismissive avoidant by clicking the link in the description box below. And then when you enter into your dashboard, once you've signed up, literally just typing in dismissive avoidant and you'll see the reprogramming course there for you.